Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, December 18th, 2017. Welcome to Day 333. The FBI warned Donald Trump in 2016 that Russia would try to infiltrate his campaign. NBC News says both Trump and Hillary Clinton received counterintelligence briefings by senior FBI officials, which advised them to alert the FBI to any, quote, suspicious overtures to their campaigns, end quote. Trump was briefed and warned at the session about potential espionage threats from Russia. Next, Axios says Robert Mueller obtained, quote, many tens of thousands of Trump transition emails, including the emails of Jared Kushner and 11 others. The emails came from the General Services Administration, which hosted the transition email system. The emails include exchanges about potential appointments, gossip about senators, vulnerabilities of Trump nominees, PR strategies, and policy planning. A lawyer from Trump's transition team accused Robert Mueller of unlawfully obtaining the emails in a 7-page letter sent to the House and Senate Oversight Committees. Politico and Axios say Corey Langhofer argued that the General Services Administration unlawfully produced emails which were subject to attorney-client privilege. Peter Carr, a spokesperson from Mueller's office, said, quote, when we have obtained emails in the course of our ongoing criminal investigation, we have secured either the account owner's consent or appropriate criminal process, end quote. Next, The Washington Post, CNN, and KQED are reporting that Trump said he is not considering firing Robert Mueller, but that my people are very upset with how Mueller obtained his transition team's emails.
It's not looking good. It's quite sad to see that. So my people were very upset about it. I can't imagine there's anything on him, frankly, because as we said, there's no collusion. There's no collusion whatsoever. But a lot of lawyers thought that was pretty sad.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier, meanwhile, said rumors on Capitol Hill suggest Trump plans to fire Mueller on December 22nd, after Congress leaves Washington for the winter recess. When asked if he planned on firing Mueller, Trump said,
no, I'm not. No. What else?
Next, the New York Times and NBC News are reporting that Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee are trying to wrap up their Russia probe by the end of the year. Democrats have requested as many as 30 additional interviews with new witnesses, but none have been scheduled beyond the end of this month. Some witnesses are scheduled to be interviewed in New York this week, leaving Democrats to choose between attending those depositions or voting on the tax bill coming before the House. At the same time, CNN says Trump has been telling people close to him that he expects Robert Mueller to clear him soon. His allies, meanwhile, are worried he's not taking the threat of the probe seriously enough. Next up, The Washington Post and CNN say Donald Trump unveiled his America First foreign policy, presenting both Russia and China as revisionist powers who, quote, want to shape a world antithetical to U.S. values and interests, end quote. Trump's strategy has four organizing principles: protect the American homeland, protect American prosperity, preserve peace through strength, and advance U.S. influence. Trump attacked past administrations on immigration, the Iran nuclear deal, the Paris Climate Accord, trade pacts, and more. The Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration ordered the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stop using diversity, fetus, transgender, vulnerable, entitlement, science-based, and evidence-based in their 2018 budget documents. Certain words in the CDC's budget drafts have been sent back to the agency for correction. And Ars Technica says Chuck Schumer will force a Senate vote to reinstate the FCC's net neutrality rules. Congress can overturn an agency by invoking the Congressional Review Act with a simple majority vote, without the possibility of a filibuster. The Republican majority will be 51-49 after Alabama Democrat Doug Jones is sworn in. Susan Collins, a Republican of Maine, says she opposes the net neutrality repeal. And now to the polls. NBC News says 50% of voters prefer a Democratic-controlled Congress, while 39% want Republicans in charge. Democrats hold a 48-point lead in congressional preference among voters under 35 years old, from 69% to 21%, and a 20-point lead among female voters, 54-34%. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. We've got a bunch of them today, so hang on. 1. At least 4 senators are urging Al Franken to reconsider his resignation. 2. Bob Corker hasn't read the GOP tax bill. 3, there's a witch hunt at the EPA. Multiple employees have come under scrutiny after speaking out about the agency. 4, Puerto Rico ordered a recount of the number of people who have died because of Hurricane Maria. 5, a federal appeals judge abruptly retired today after 15 women accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior. 6, Trump's judicial nominee withdrew himself from consideration after a video went viral of him failing to answer basic questions about the law during his confirmation hearing. 7, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are being sued over omissions to their public financial disclosure forms. 8, Putin called Donald Trump to thank him for CIA intelligence that allegedly stopped a planned bombing in St. Petersburg.
Yesterday, I received a call from President Putin of Russia thanking our country for the intelligence that our CIA was able to provide them concerning a major terrorist attack planned in St. Petersburg, where many people, perhaps in the thousands, could have been killed. They were able to apprehend these terrorists before the event with no loss of life, and that's a great thing. And the way it's supposed to work, that is the way it's supposed to work.
9, at least 6 people were killed after an Amtrak train derailed from a bridge onto Interstate 5 near Olympia, Washington. And looking ahead, congressional Republicans will try to pass both their tax reform bill and a budget plan by Friday in order to avoid a government shutdown. Now don't forget, you can get the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main site. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.